You're listening to the Midday Grind with Martin Kilcoyne and Charlie Marlowe on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Big Impact Bat Thursday on Midday Grind, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Charlie Marlowe, Martin Kilcoyne, Chris Gardner, Matt Rocchio, and The Rapture bring us back at 12:35.
Gardzy had the poll question of the week, really, if I'm not mistaken. What did we go online with last night, Chris, and what were the results, please?
Well, last night, I decided to do a poll question. I actually had Schaefer retweet it for me as well.
Did you have to get his permission to do an online poll?
I did not. I just kind of said, hey, I did a poll question. Will you retweet it?
I know your audience
loves participating in these things, so I would like to reach out to them as well. The question simply was, which new St. Louis addition are you most excited about? Marcell Ozuna?
Oh, right. Okay. Or let's see. Did they pick up another player recently? Mike Michaelis?
Miles Michaelis?
No, not the Lizard King.
Luke Gregerson?
No.
Jose Oquendo?
No.
That would probably split the vote.
Speaking of the Sklars, they're big Oquendo fans.
Yeah.
Hopefully they're big 590 fans.
We'll see.
Marcell Ozuna or Shake Shack?
That's a great question.
And I'll tell you what. 3 hours left in the voting.
Well, let me guess. How many people have voted?
You ready for this? 1,443.
I'm going to go with Shake Shack right now has taken 60% of the votes.
1,443 votes right now.
The percentages? They have to pick and they can't be tied for first?
No, they are not tied for first.
Yeah, I got a bat and a burger. I'm going to say...
Bat and a burger. At St. Louis right now.
Yeah, give yourself a bash, a prize. I'm going to say Ozuna is leading because this is kind of taking over the city and county.
Charlie?
And the fact that if it's a Schaefer-esque poll, your constituents on Twitter are going to be more sports fans, so I think it's Ozuna.
It is Marcell Ozuna, 73% to 27% right now.
Take that, Shake Shack!
Almost 1,500 votes involved in that, too. So... people are being reasonable these days.
How about that? And maybe, Charlie, the biggest headline was that Mike Matheny seemed to be smiling yesterday. We saw him during the Mad Dog Russo show. He had a press conference later in the day. Seemed to almost be joking with reporters at times. We sort of buried the lead.
Because he's got some players now. Got a starter, Miles Michaelis. Got a reliever, Luke Gregerson. Has now the cleanup hitter in Marcell Ozuna. And probably more. Maybe Alex Colome.
Maybe a couple of texts before we get behind, because we do need to give away our Blues tickets for the Saturday game against Winnipeg. Take it to the bank, brought to you by Triad Bank on the web, triadbanking.com.
How about take it to the bank? Ozuna will be in the top three for National League MVP voting this year. The Birds will get Britton in the deal if they trade for Machado and will not have to give up Reyes. Take it to the bank, Matt Carpenter's best days are behind him. He's the next Alan Craig. Don't know if I agree with that one. Take it to the bank. Carson is going to like playing for Oquendo better than Matheny. I think that's Carson Kelly and not your son, Carson Martin.
Are you sure?
Take it to the bank. CCC, Colome, the Cardinals closer. Matheny fired before the end of the season. Secret weapon, the new manager. Take it to the bank.
Wow.
The Sklars love that text right there because they love the secret weapon, Jose Oquendo.
You think they were texting into the show on their way
out?
Randy.
Secretly put that in there. Yes. I love it. Yes. Jose Oquendo, he's number one twice.
That's right.
He's got more postseason home runs than Ted Williams.
Does.
One. He's got one. One. Yeah, we're huge Oquendo fans. And having known the guy and met the guy, what a smart dude. What a player's guy, yet a really good X's and O's manager. And what I love about him, if you remember him as a third base coach, he always likes to put pressure on the other team. He was always sending guys being like, beat us. Beat me with the throw. You beat me with the throw. You have three things to do. You got to jump up. You got to feel the ball cleanly. You got to jump up. You got to throw it. And then your catcher's got to catch it. And then he's got to put the tag on. That's four things.
That's, yeah, hold on. That,
and And then even when he did hold up Albert, Albert would just ignore him and he'd just run right through anyway.
Sure, he would run through all that stuff. But, I mean, I was listening to all those things. I'm like, man, I hope we get a lot of that stuff would be great. I mean, again, I know we're kind of talking to the Rays as well. I mean, I'm all for a Longoria Archer deal that gets put together that could be really cool. I'm all for Josh Donaldson if they can get a hold of him getting here.
Manny Machado,
I mean, would be fantastic. I mean, I don't know if you get Zach Britton, but I think Manny Machado would be an unbelievable bat with Ozuna in the center of that lineup. And then you got to respect them both. That's what I think.
Doesn't it seem like the Cardinals have stolen a page out of the fans' playbook? Because we're always saying, well, go get this guy and then get the other guy. And it feels like Mozeliak's like, what the hell? Let's just do that.
I mean, look, I think the landscape has changed. And there was a long time when you had La Russa pulling the strings for years when you could bring up the Alan Craigs could be brought up and have like an incredible run of a year.
But they also were playing with other guys. You have to have an established guy in the middle of that lineup, one or two. Back in those years, you know, we always had a guy. We had Pujols. We had this tent pole that we could build around and put the young guys, have them rise up and have the years that we didn't expect them to have around them.
I mean, the more amazing year, the 2011, crazy. I didn't even think Pujols played that great of a postseason. He had that one three-run home run game. But other than that, especially in the World Series, it was the younger guys doing it. It was this sort of homegrown talent that was pulling it off. And then the success those next couple of years, even though we went to the World Series and lost to Boston, that was a relatively unknown team, like in terms of like superstars on that team. So, you know, I mean, I think that's one way to do it, but eventually you got to maybe go change, shift tides and go a different direction. And I think Cardinals fans know that that's what we got to do to compete with teams like the Cubs and the Dodgers, who are just juggernauts.
The Sklar brothers are in the house. Randy and Jason are both here. I said it's really awkward because we only wanted Randy and then
I got to show up.
He's dead weight, guys. Dead weight.
Has that ever happened where they say, yeah, can Jason do the show tomorrow? Like,
no. They say, we'll take Randy and a Sklar to be named later.
Yeah.
Which, what does that mean?
One of my kids?
My mom? Our kids? What's happening?
You guys are comedians, but clearly Cardinal fans, sports fans.
Blues fans. I mean, come on, man. Start out hot. Look great. Kind of fell off a little bit recently, but, you know, hey, man, we'll get
it's
back.
Long season.
I just like the makeup of this team. I mean, the question is, of course, and every Blues fan will be like, yeah, great, regular season.
Let's
that's
see it
one
in the
thing.
Playoffs.
See it in the play. I really thought when we beat Chicago in that opening series a couple years ago, I was like, this is our year. And then, of course, we always run into some buzzsaw that's bigger than us. The Nashville, the Sharks, and then, you know, Nashville as well last year. I mean, it's like, it's a bummer because
we need to be the buzzsaw.
That's right. Let us be the buzzsaw.
Hold on. I'm going to call the Blues out. They're always looking for marketing.
Let's be the team that no one wants to face in the postseason.
It'd be a really bad promotional giveaway though. Tonight it's Buzzsaw Night. We're giving away the first 10,000
for kids under the age of 12 gets their own operating buzzsaw.
Yeah.
So you guys are performing at Helium Comedy Club tonight through Saturday. You can call them 314-727-1260 for tickets. And I saw on Twitter you guys were trying to say, you know, maybe 10 minutes of new material for St. Louis. So I'm wondering, how much of the minutia of Jose Oquendo and toasted grabs and all that do you get into when you're performing here in your hometown?
We get into a lot. This is part of an audio book that we're doing for audible.com. 10 different cities, and we're ending in our home city of St. Louis, where the plane lands on Wednesday in this case, sometimes on Thursday, sometimes on Friday. By Saturday night, can we write 10 minutes of material about that town? That's the challenge we give ourselves. So in most cities, we got to go out. We got to experience the town. We got to talk to the people. What are they grappling with? We got to deal with the weird idiosyncrasies of the town. And then we get into it. And for us, you know, it's such a better way to see the country. You know, we're in these cities, a lot of times cities we would never go to. Now, St. Louis is a city we always come to, so it's a different challenge. How can we take some of the things that we've taken for granted? Like the fact that they used to call Olive Boulevard Olive Street Road.
Yeah, what was that? Why call it Olive Street Road? As if people didn't understand if you just said Olive Street. What is that?
Is that a boy band? Olive Street? Is that a restaurant?
I think it's a lake. Is it a lake? No. What is that? Let's put a road on the end of it and people know.
Oh.
What kind of a road is it?
It's a road that will frustrate you because no two lights are synced
up. Exactly. None. It's like the Olive Garden of streets. When you're there, you're frustrated.
Yeah.
And we all love the idiosyncrasies of St. Louis. Sure. Have you heard recently here about Shake Shack? Because now St. Louis finally has a Shake Shack, and there's a line of like 100 people every day, and
which
people are going crazy.
It's hilarious. It's like just go to Steak and Shake and then go to Ted Drew's, and you've got your
there you go. There's your Shake Shack right there. Thank you very much.
Shake Shack is great.
Danny Meyer, right? Danny Meyer
out of St. Louis.
He had Shake Shack in New York, and when I visited there with my family, we had it there. There's one nearby us in Los Angeles. So it is like your kids love Shake Shack, and so do mine. It's great. I'll always support it, but again, at the same time, I'm like.
They got a high. Hire in other cities people with St. Louis accents at Shake Shack.
Yeah.
What do you want? How many people are you here for? How many kids? Far?
You got far kids.
All right. Then you need far burgers. So, yeah. I mean, for us, we were driving around today with the guy who's driving us to do press today, and he set his Google, like the Google
navigation
system was set to like a British accent because I guess he wanted to make himself seem classy. I love Alberto, but he wanted to seem classy. We're like, they should make one of those for St.
Louis.
Louis
accent. Just go 6 miles on Highway 44. What high school did you go to?
Make a wrong turn. Oh, you made a wrong turn there.
Whoops. There, you're going to have to go back down.
Turn around by Carfi Fofum.
By the Bell's Factory Outlet Mall.
Left at Noggles. What?
Yeah, left at Noggles. Late night eats.
Late night items.
Come on. Late night eats.
You guys do a little bit of everything. We were talking earlier, Charlie and I, that you guys have filled in for Rome many times. You
love it.
Sports. You've been on Entourage and Curb Your Enthusiasm, mm-hmm. Always Sunny in Philadelphia, doing podcasts and comedy. What haven't you done? How about that? Would that be?
We're like seed. We haven't succeeded yet.
No, we're like the Jose Oquendo. We can do every. We play a little bit of everything. It is fun, you know. Like all of it's fun. Standing up on a stage and trying to make people laugh is one of the hardest things in the world to do. If you do it right, those nights are just magical. We had a great show last night at Helium. It's such a good club, so we know we're gonna have good shows this weekend. A lot of fun. But like you know, doing a TV show like Better Call Saul, which we did two episodes this past season, that's like one of the coolest experience.
It's like a dream come true. I will say this, though. I was terrified when we booked that job to do two episodes of Better Call Saul. I am the biggest Better Call Saul fan, and I was terrified and angry because I'm like, we can't take me out of the show because I'm so into this show. I don't want to turn it on and be like, oh, great. These two jerks are in it, me and Randy. But I actually was happy with how it came out, and it didn't take me out of the show.
And we didn't die, so we could always, you never know. They have a penchant for bringing people back, so it'd be phenomenal to get back. It's all great for different, you know, reasons.
Is Bob Odenkirk like he is on TV? I get this sense that that's kind of that weird vibe. Is that who he is?
He is super nice, super smart, super funny. He did comedy for a year. He did Mr. Show with Bob and David on HBO. It's probably the start of alternative comedy, really kind of the grandfather of all alternative comedy. That show was a brilliant sketch show. Put it this way. We had met through, we did the show The Oblongs, which was an animated show with Will Ferrell, and we kind of got to know him. And I remember going around Saturday Night Live with Will Ferrell, and he loved being there. We were in New York, we were visiting, and he took us around just because we had met him through doing the show. He was a super nice guy. And he was saying how much he wished Saturday Night Live could do the things that Mr. Show does. So, like, as a guy who was probably, like, maybe one of the best people in Saturday Night Live history was talking about how great that other is. That's how revolutionary it was. Bob was so great and so nice, and he's just a really sweet guy. I mean, I think he's playing a great character, and he's become a great actor, too.
Question from our text line. What's the strangest thing that you guys have learned about one of these other cities that you visited?
Ooh, interesting.
Strangest thing. We were in Buffalo, New York.
You learned you were in Buffalo?
We learned that we showed up.
We found out that Rick James was buried
in Buffalo. Rick, the super freak, buried in Buffalo. Like, that should be on the airport. Why is it not the welcome to Buffalo? Rick James is buried here.
Right? I mean, like you should say that everywhere.
So we go to his gravesite, which was crazy, and there's, like, all this stuff, like Mardi Gras beads and empty beer bottles. That's snow. Empty beer bottles and whatnot, and we were just like, God, what was artfully placed here, and what just blew in from the highway? That's probably the way that Rick James lived his life. Like, who was invited to this party and who was blew in from the highway?
Yeah, exactly.
The Sklar Brothers at Helium, 727 1260. I wonder if that spells like laugh or something. 1260, 727.
Look it up.
1260 Helium, the Sklar Brothers in town. Parkway North, right,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, Parkway North. Our school colors were acid wash.
That's true. That's
okay. Thank you. Yeah, I just love going back. I want to go back to Parkway. And we might go back and check out the high school today. We just walked by there. And, you know, what's crazy is that it's like, I remember back in the day, there was like a smoking lounge for the students.
Like a smoking lounge for the kids. That's how the world has changed. This went to the high school in the late 80s. Why don't you go over there and smoke, you
I'm
guys?
I'm like, two of you girls should not be smoking because I happen to know that both of you are pregnant.
You can't do it!
You should not be in the smoking lounge. But other than that, Parkway the rest of you North, hang out over
Parkway
there.
North is fine. We loved it, man. By the way, Parkway North, and talking about sports, we're Michigan sports fans. I see you wearing Ohio State. Congratulations. You guys own us. That's all I can say. But Michigan, there was a great football player, I think defensive end or maybe offensive for Parkway North right now, who's like a five-star recruit.
Michael Thompson.
Everybody is recruiting and everybody wants him. And apparently their men's basketball or the boys' basketball program is pretty good as well over there. We had some good years while we were at Parkway North, had some good basketball teams, but like always lost to Ledoux, always lost to Dismet. But, you know, I mean, we kind of come back and we plug right into the old local sports angle of things as well.
How many years in Los Angeles? What year did you guys go out there and say, let's go for it?
So we went to New York first in 94 to 99, and we did an MTV show in New York, and we started stand-up in New York, and then in 99 we moved to LA. So we've been in LA for the last 18 years, and it's been great. I mean, we both have families out there, and so LA does feel like our home, but our families and our kids love coming back to St. Louis. It's like the greatest town for kids ever.
Yeah. So we are so happy to be back here. It's kind of, you come back, you just feel like you're at home. It's awesome.
Well, we got a Shake Shack, so that's
for sure.
I don't know if people have word is spread.
Have you
LA
mentioned? Yeah, there's the line. We saw the line forming outside your studio for the Shake Shack, which I don't know what part of town it's in, but
Central West End.
Central West End.
Do people still yell out like cheap seats? Hey,
all the way. The way. People like on Twitter, like all the time, are like, when are you guys going to bring back cheap seats? I don't know if we can wrestle it away from ESPN, but we may, you never know. We may do like reboot it, kind of the way Mystery Science Theater 3000 got rebooted with our friend Jonah Ray. We might reboot this show and just do it because there's tons of stuff. Jason and I were looking, we saw professional darts.
Cornhole.
Cornhole, I'm sorry. Cornhole is being broadcast on
TV. ESPN.
Yeah, any sport where you can wear jeans to play, it's not a sport.
So what are your thoughts on e-gaming? The New York Knicks just announced that they just started their own NBA 2K esports team.
By the way, they're building an esports stadium in Los Angeles.
Yep. Now, I said it should be built in the basement of the Staples Center.
Right. You said it can't be a sport if you're wearing jeans. Can it be a sport if you're wearing sweatpants in your mom's basement?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. This should have been built in the basement of the thing. By the way, people show up for this stuff. They are like, they're
1,000 people.
If you're the guy watching another guy play a video game,
you're my son.
Yeah. But you got to ask yourself, what's it? So many kids watch other kids play video games. They're building the whole next generation of esports fans.
It's not just kids. That's the sad part.
Adults.
I have friends my age, 26, who I will walk to their house, and they're not playing video games. They're watching other people play video games.
You're like, that is the most passive thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
And I shouldn't mention that I'm listening to other radio stations locally here, but at night, it'll be a national program, and it's mostly weekend content, but it's guys breaking down esports on the radio.
To me, I'm like, once you get into an esports fantasy league, then that's you're dead. I'm out. I'm out of that.
It's not like that. I don't know if it's crazier. Drone racing is something that was broadcasted on ESPN. ESPN literally had a block where they showed a live drone race.
So cheap seats, you mentioned before, like that was the whole point of cheap seats, is that ESPN has 24 hours to fill, and they don't, at the time in the 80s and early 90s, they didn't have every contract for every sport.
Yeah, they were doing lumberjacking contests.
Lumberjacking, dog shows, cheerleading competitions, beard and mustache championships.
World's strongest man. World's strongest beard.
I remember we saw a guy with a beard that was in the shape of a check mark, and our joke was he's got a check mark on his face and a check mark in the single column on his tax return.
Yes.
This guy does not have a wife.
I didn't even know you could say cornhole on the radio. Now it's like a TV show. Yeah,
now it's a whole, it's a parlor game.
The Sklar Brothers, people can find you where? Where are all the different outlets?
Twitter is a great place. Follow us. We're at Sklar Brothers. You can listen to our sports podcast that we do. If you guys are sports fans, it's called View from the Cheap Seats. It's really fun. We had Max Greenfield from the New Girl on this last week. We've had running back Thomas Jones on. Blake Griffin's been on. We get into a heated argument with Bill Burr, comedian, about Deflategate. He was so mad at us, but we just told it like it was, and so that was really fun. We love Adam McKay, who of course, director of The Big Short and
Anchorman,
all the Anchorman and Step Brothers and whatnot. So we've had some really good people on the show, and we'll have some other great people. I think we're looking to maybe sit down with Ozzie Smith while we're at home and do a little podcast with him, and maybe get Costas on in the new year as well for St. Louis sports fans. But it's great because it's our take on. We usually give one take at the top. This is what's good. This is the biggest story in the world of sports and how we break it down. Then interview, talk about some other stories, and then do like a fun little character thing at the end. It's a really fun show.
And again, showtimes tonight, tomorrow. Let's remind everybody.
So 8 p.m. tonight, Thursday night at Helium. And if you haven't been down to the Helium Comedy Club, it is one
you
of the...
You guys are so lucky. St. Louis has a Helium Comedy Club. It's one of the best chains of comedy clubs in the country.
So Helium tonight, 8 p.m. And then tomorrow, 7:30 and 10. And Saturday, 7:30 and 10. Plenty of time to come out and see us. And I know there are tickets left, but we've done a ton of press today. So if you're thinking about getting your tickets, get them now. You just don't want to get shut out.
And post-shopping unwinding. This would be perfect. You've been shopping all day, unwind a little bit.
At the gallery, and here's the thing.
In fact, like, bring these guys a gift.
Give me a Weber grill from upstairs.
Stocking stuffer. No, here's the deal. Most people forget that comedy is an option for entertainment.
A lot of people are like, let's go see a movie, or let's just go out to dinner. You have a club in this city that brings top-level national touring comedians to your town. You can see them for not a lot of money, and it's like going to a special night of entertainment.
Yep. Really fun. And our co-host of our other podcast, Dumb People Town, Dan Van Kirk, is a great guy from Northern Illinois.
He's our feature act.
Really funny. And our
Sarah Pearl,
our host, is amazing too. So top to bottom, show's going to be really fun.
727-1260 is that number to call. The Sklar Brothers in the house here. Martin and Charlie tomorrow. We're going to be at Rankin Jordan with Coos. Going to be there for their Christmas party. Looking forward to that. More information about that great hospital at RankinJordan.org. They have the big gala coming up in January. Again, we'll visit with Lori Tanner tomorrow. And the Cardinals want to remind you, those holiday packs on sale right now, Cardinals.com/holiday. They've got the bobblehead pack, the Cubs pack.
Have you memorized them?
The Friday pack.
Wow, you're three
Sunday
for three.
Pack. Is there a Tuesday pack? I'm going to guess there's not.
T-shirt pack.
There's a T-shirt pack.
And maybe the Marcelo Zuna pack they will now create.
Yeah, how about the pack when they play the Marlins? You go that night, and you get to take a Marlin home with you.
That's right.
They're just giving them away.
You can also become part owner of the Marlins.
You can be the person who refills the aquarium behind home plate. Buy one Marlin, get one Marlin free.
Cardinals.com, the holiday packs available online. Ryan Kelly, one of our great sponsors as well.
Ryan Kelly, the home loan expert. Check him out on the web, thehomeloanexpert.com. Did you know the average American household has over $16,000 in credit card debt, and over 70% of households have the equity in their home to get rid of it right now with a cash-out refinance with the Home Loan Expert team. You can get those credit cards paid off once and for all. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard so you don't have to. If you're looking to refinance or purchase a home, why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
And we'll pick our Blues ticket winner off air. Gardner will give you a call so you'll know. If you didn't get the call, that means you didn't win. Gardner will call, hook you up with those tickets to the Blues and Jets on Saturday. Tonight, the Blues and Ducks down at the Scott Trade. The Eric Messersmith Show. I think
the Eric Messersmith Show now. Can I read one text, though?
Sure.
Because we did get a lot. One was really funny, and it was that Spags is going to go 0-4 as interim head coach of the New York Football Giants, and then guess who's going to take the job? You guessed it. Jeff Fisher.
Once again.
That's the take it to the bank.
Take it to the bank. That's a pretty strong one. Could be a winner.
I'm going to call the league.
Enjoy your 6-10 year next year if that's the case.
Randy, Jason, guys, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, the Sklar Brothers in the house. The Heartline is next on 590 The Fan.
Congratulations. Got a good deal. Congratulations.